leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, out to Virginia Credit Union Stadium for the final road game of the season for your Delmarva Shorebirds. It's time for the Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you as the Birds wrap up their 2022 road schedule with a Sunday matinee against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Shorebirds have dropped four of the first five games here this week to the Fred Nats, so as far as the series goes, it's done and dusted. The Birds will try to bring some positive momentum back home when they start their final series of the year, both overall and at home, on Tuesday against the Down East Wood Ducks. Shorebirds fell last night, final score 5-2. Shorebirds had a couple of different leads, 1-0, and actually that was the only lead they had, 1-0, and then they tied the game at 2-2. The Fred Nats with single runs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th managed to come away with the victory in last night's game as the Birds unable to make it back-to-back wins over the Fred Nats. So today, Shorebirds will try to gain some semblance of a positive momentum to bring back home to Salisbury. They throw Keegan Gillis on the mound here today. He'll go up against Jose Atencio for the Fred Nats. Shorebirds' record, it stands at 45-79 of the season. They are 24-35 in the second half. Fred Nats, they're 70-54, 37-21. And by virtue of the Shorebirds' win back on Friday, the Fred Nats are unable to clinch the division here today. So the Shorebirds, at the very least, won't have anybody celebrating in front of them here on Sunday. Getting the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups here. First for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Carter Young leads it off. He is the shortstop. Elio Prado is the left fielder, batting second. Dylan Beavers bats third. He's out right. Max Wagner, the third baseman, bats fourth. Reed Trimble is the center fielder, batting fifth. Adam Rutzbach at first base bats sixth. Creed Willems does the catching, batting seventh. Maxwell Costas back in the lineup. He'll be the DH here today, batting eighth. And Adam Crampton bats ninth at second base for the Shorebirds, while Keegan Gillis is on the mound for Delmarva, making his second start of the week. Flip side, Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Jacob Young leads it off for the Fred Nats. He's in the center. JT Arruda is the shortstop, batting second. Will Friesel, the DH, bats third. Trey Lipscomb, the third baseman, is the cleanup man. TJ White out in left field, bats fourth. Jared McKenzie, the right fielder, bats sixth. Brandon Bossier is the first baseman. He'll be batting seventh. Maxwell Romero, the catcher, bats eighth. And Zion Pettigrew is the second baseman, batting ninth, with Jose Atencio on the mound for the Fred Nats. Nationals have started to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
2 league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
1 final time away from Purdue Stadium this season. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome everybody, just south of our nation's capital in Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Virginia Credit Union Stadium is our site. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds, it's the Fredericksburg Nationals for their series finale here on Sunday. Sunday matinee, Shorebirds, Fred Nats. Fred Nats have taken 4 out of the first 5 this week. Shorebirds will try to spoil the little bit of festivities the Fred Nats have going on today in their home finale this season. Shorebirds going up against soft-tossing Jose Atencio on the mound for the Fred Nats. Atencio comes into this ballgame with a record of 3-2 and a 3.90 ERA right now through 6 starts. 20 years old at Maracaibo, Venezuela. He's 5'11", 165 pounds. Right-handed pitcher. Line up the defense for you behind Atencio here today. It's TJ White in left, Jacob Youngs in center, Jared McKenzie in right. Trey Lipscomb's over at third base, JT Arruda at shortstop, Zion Pettigrew at second, Brandon Bossier at first, and Max Romero does the catching for Jose Atencio. Fred Nats in their alternate Sunday military-themed jerseys. They have the American flag, stars and stripes, stars on the right sleeve, stripes on the left. Fred Nats across the front, emblazoned in star-spangled awesomeness with navy blue numbers on the back, outlined in red. Shorebirds in their alternate black uniforms. Black jersey, D-Bird logo on the left chest with gray pants. Carter Young digs in from the left side, switch hitter. Atencio's first pitch of the game. It's a fastball in the outside corner, and we're underway just a couple minutes late at 1:37 here from Fredericksburg, Virginia. 0-1. Young takes a breaking ball down and in for ball one. Final road game of the season for the Shorebirds. Coming in, they are 23-42 on the road. They will no doubt 1-1 pitch. Young swings and lines it out of play, first base side. 1-2. They will no doubt finish with a better record at home. 22-37 right now at home. So unless they get swept next week, Shorebirds will probably finish with a slightly better record at Purdue Stadium. So 1-2 on Young, playing his 10th game of the season with the Shorebirds. 1 homer, 6 driven in. The 1-2 pitch is high. 2-2. Carter hitting 279, 17th round pick out of Vanderbilt earlier this summer. 2-2 pitch. And Young swings and slashes it out of play. Third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Atencio works from slightly on the first base side of the rubber. Hands held in front of his belt buckle. Kicks into his wind, the pitch. And Young, a chopper back up the middle. Aruda to his left, lags it down, spins, throws to first, and gets Young. That's a nice play by JT Aruda, robbing his counterpart. Carter Young, the shortstop for the Birds, with a base hit to begin the game. So that brings up Elio Prado. Prado in left field today, swings the first pitch from Atencio and fouls it back for strike one. A one breaking ball is on the outside corner, and Prado down to the count 0-2. Prado played left field last night as well, but that was as a substitute. 0-2 quick pitch, and Prado fouls it back. Still a ball and two strikes. Or 0-2, beg your pardon. Prado came on for an injured Doug Poto, who is still out of the lineup today after getting hit with a pitch on the hand in yesterday's game. 0-2 again from Atencio. Breaking ball misses down and outside. 1-2. Prado, one homer, 23 driven in this season. He's hitting 197. 20 years old at the Caracas, Venezuela. Atencio, the wind and the pitch. And Prado swings, hits it in the air towards left. Overcomes the left fielder White. He's under it, waiting for it, and puts it away for the second out here in the first. So 2 outs, nobody on for Dylan Beavers. Top of the first, scoreless game. Atencio's pitch. Fastball spotted up perfectly. Inside corner at the knees. Strike one. Beavers in right field again today, just like he was yesterday. 0-1. Change up is off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Beavers hitting 367 through 15 games with Delmarva this season. Has reached base in all 15 games he's played. And will he make it 16? He will. A bloop single into left. Just over the leaping stab of the shortstop Aruda. And Dylan Beavers has reached base in 16 straight games. Nearly a wonderfully acrobatic play by the shortstop Aruda. But he just couldn't come down with the baseball. It's a 2-out single for Beavers. He's at first now for Max Wagner. First pitch home from Atencio. It is a fastball outside for ball one. Wagner out of the lineup yesterday. Back in it today, playing third, hitting cleanup. Open stands from the right side, the pitch. And the breaking ball flips in on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Wagner, a multi-hit game the last time he was in the lineup on Friday night, was 2-for-3 with a double and 2 runs scored. Throw over to first, and Beavers back with a dive. Two outs, top of the first. No score right now. Dylan Beavers at first after his 2-out single. Atencio the stretch. And another throw over to first, and Beavers back in safely with another dive. Atencio, a look over at first as he comes set. From the belt, the pitch. Beavers runs, pitch misses low, the throw to second is not in time. Beavers able to beat the throw, wasn't a great jump, but his long strides able to make up the lost ground. And he has a stolen base for the second straight game. now 6-for-7 stealing bases this year for the Shorebirds. 2-1 to Wagner. He swings and fouls it back. 2-2. So a run scoring opportunity for the Shorebirds, who struggled so much last night with runners in scoring position. Ended up with just one hit with a runner in scoring position. That was Noelbert Romero's infield single that scored a run in the second. After that, they went hitless and ended up hitting into 5 double plays. That was a season high. 2-2. And Wagner swings, hits it in the air towards center, backing up Young. Center fielder sizes it up and puts it away in front of the warning track to retire Wagner. And the Shorebirds leave a runner at second to start the game. On to the last of the first, it's Delmarva nothing, and Fredericksburg coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the first, it's Delmarva nothing and Fredericksburg coming to bat for the first time against Keegan Gillis on the mound for the Shorebirds. Gillis making his second start of the week. He threw back on Tuesday, gave up a 3-spot over 2 innings, taking his first professional loss in the process. He's 1-1 this season with the Shorebirds, 4.35 ERA. 6'8", right into his line. The first pitch to Jacob Young is swung on and fouled back and out of play for strike one. Young leading off for the Frednecks against Gillis. 10 in the third innings this season. Keegan has struck out 10, walked 6. His 0-1 is a hard grounder through the hole right side and on into right for a base hit. And Fred Nat's leadoff man doing his job, a single here to start the last of the first. So Young at first, always a threat to run. He is 49-for-56, stealing bases this season. Brings up JT Arruda, switch hitter, stands in from the left side. Gillis from the stretch, the pitch, Young runs, fastball misses outside. Throw to second is not in time. Young slipped off the bag on the tail end. Young kept the tag applied, but evidently Young was able to just keep a toe in there, or more precisely, a finger. Overslipped the bag on the headlong dive. And Young, who had slapped down the tag, took it off briefly. And then Young barely able, stick his hand back in. So Young with his 50th stolen base of the season. He's in scoring position now for Arruda. The first pitch missed outside for ball one. So Gillis already in some hot water from the belt. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is on the outside corner. 1-1. A Arruda hitting .275 this season for the Fred Nats. That's 46 games played. 4 homers, 24 driven in. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses low. 2-1. Gillis gave up a career-high 5 hits back on Tuesday as well. Gave up 2 runs on 2 hits in the first before allowing a leadoff double and a single in the second. .21 is swung on and popped back and out of play. 2-2. On JT Arruda. Gillis, a deep breath comes set. Now the pitch. And breaking ball slipped out of his hand. High and outside. 3-2. Gillis from the third base side of the rubber. His foot so big it takes up about half of the slab. 3-2. Arruda swings and skies it out into shallow center. Second baseman Crampton out. He's calling for it, and he puts it away. First out of the bottom of the first recorded for Gillis, with Young staying put out at second. One out, and a runner at second now for Will Friesel. DHing again for the Fred Nats, batting third. First pitch from Gillis. Fastball in the outside corner. Strike one. No score right now, bottom half of the first. Friesel hitting open stands from the left side. Here's the pitch. And Gillis throws a fastball by Friesel up in the zone. 0-2. Friesel, a 2 RBI game last night. He's now driven in 34 and just 29 games played. 1-for-3 last night. Young at second the pitch, and Friesel fouls it back. Was on that fastball a little more that time. 0-2. Jacob Young at second, one out, home half of the first. No score for the moment. Gillis steps off the rubber, now retoes it. Looks in for his sign. Gets something he likes, comes set. Young leads away from second. Shortstop Young holds him close. Here's the pitch. And Friesel barely gets a piece of the breaking ball. Tips it to the backstop. Still 0-2. O-2 again from Gillis. And Friesel waits back in the breaking ball and drives it out to deep left center. Prado goes back, looks up, it's gone. A 2-run homer for Will Friesel. His 11th of the season. And the Fred Nats on the board first here in the bottom of the first. It's Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva nothing. Wasn't even a terrible pitch from Gillis. His breaking ball left up around belt high on the outside corner. And Friesel went with it and homers out to left. First pitch to Trey Lipscomb is on the inside corner for strike one. So the Fred Nats off and running. 2-0 lead, bottom of the first, still just one out. 0-1 to Lipscomb. Curveball, this one hit high in the air, deep left center. Trimble going back in the left center gap on the warning track. Just has room. Puts it away. And there's two outs here in the last of the first. So 2 outs, base is empty, and that brings up T.J. White. White, switch hitter, stands in from the left side. Gillis from the full wind, here's the pitch. And the fastball, about a letter high, is a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. White hitting .255 this season. 10 homers and 46 driven in. 0-1. Fastball misses upstairs. 1-1. Two nothing Fred Nats, bomb of the first. Here's the pitch. And Gillis finds the outside corner with an off-speed pitch. 1-2. White was 0-2 in last night's game. 2 runs scored, though, after a walk and a hit by pitch. Swings and misses here through a fastball from Gillis as Keegan bounces back after the homer to retire Lipscomb and White and limit the damage here in the first. But after one, it's the Fred Nats 2 and the Shorebirds nothing on Will Friesel's 2-run homer. On to the second, Birds down by 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman in his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road in the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Top of the second, it's now Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva nothing. Fred Nats with a 2-run homer from Will Friesel, getting on the board first here today. First pitch from Jose Atencio to Reed Trimble. Misses down and in for ball one. Atencio, the righty into his wind, his pitch home to Trimble. Reed swings and slashes one out to deep left center, but T.J. White, a good read. And a left fielder back into the gap, able to reel it in for the first out here in the second. So a 2-pitch out for Atencio to start the top of the second. It took him 19 pitches to get through the first after Beavers had a 2-out single then stole second. 1 out, nobody on for Adam Retzbach, the first baseman today. Retzbach takes a first pitch breaking ball down low. Ball one. Right-on-right matchup, the 1-0. Curveball again. This is down and away. 2-0. Retzbach was 0-3 last night. Did draw walks. The Shorebirds had a fair amount of base runners. 2-0, Retzbach swings, drives down to deep right center. Young on the run, center fielder looks up, it's off the top of the wall in right center, and Karam's back in play. Retzbach into second, and he stands there with a double. But mere inches away from a potential homer. And Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. over in the third base coach's box, I think, wondering whether or not that ball did get over the wall. And Retzbach at second, I think, wondering the same thing. Taking a look at the replay here. Looks like it got right off the top of the wall. The question is whether or not it hit above. Well, technically, there's not even a yellow line here. I think that's part of the issue. There's just the top of the wall. And I'm not sure of the ground rules here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. But they are just giving Rensbach seconds. And Shorebirds dugout is pretty incredulous here. And somebody's just been ejected from the Shorebirds dugout. I'm not sure who that is on the bench for the Birds, but they've just been tossed. That almost looks like it was Reed Trimble. And Corey Gerber will have a chat with Felipe now in the center of the diamond. And I think Felipe is now in pretty good position to get run too. This might be a final road game of the season to remember for the Birds. Well, let's see who was ejected. We haven't seen anybody come out of the Birds dugout yet. So Rensbach's at second, one out. Shorebirds down 2-0. Creed Willems the batter. He swings the first pitch, pops it up in a shallow center. Shortstop Aruda back out there, and he puts it away for the second out of the inning. We'll have to take a look in between innings who ends up jogging back out to the Shorebirds dugout, or back out to the Shorebirds clubhouse, because the clubhouse is out in left field. Can't exactly go there in between it while play is happening. Have to wait until the half inning is over, otherwise it'll take up too much time. But from the looks of it, I'm pretty sure it was Trimble who got ejected. And now the Friend Nats pitcher, Jose Atencio, having a conversation with Corey Gerber out behind the mound. Not sure what that was about. But back to the action. Rensbach at second. There's now 2 outs. Maxwell Costas, the DH, is the hitter. Here's the pitch. Costas takes a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Costas is one for his first 7 with the Shorebirds here in his career. 2-run single the other night, his only hit. The pitch. Costas takes a fastball high and tight. 1-1. 2 outs, top of the second. Shorebirds down 2-0 here in their road season finale. The pitch. Costas takes a breaking ball. It's down and outside. 2-1. And the Shorebirds, I'm not sure who they're going to put out in the outfield, if it actually is Trimble who is ejected, because Doug Hodo, I assume, isn't available right now. 2-1. Costas tried to check his swing, ended up fouling it back. 2-2. Rensbach still out at second after his controversial double. And now Costas trying to drive him in. 2-2 pitch. And Costas foul tips it, held on to by the catcher, Romero. He's down on strikes. And that does it for the Birds here in the top of the second. After an inning and a half, it's Fredericksburg 2, Calmarvin nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. contact the Tour Books today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Obama II, and we can now confirm that it was in fact Reed Trimble who was ejected from the game for the Shorebirds. He exits stage left out into the Shorebirds clubhouse down the left field line, and Doug Hodo evidently is okay enough to come into the game, and he's out in center now replacing the ejected Trimble. Keegan Gillis back to work for the Shorebirds. Jared McKenzie leads it off for the Frednats at 6-7-8 duo. McKenzie, left-handed batter, the pitch home. He swings and fouls back. Strike one. McKenzie playing right field today. He had yesterday off. Set the defense again for you for the Shorebirds here. Never got around to it in the first. 0-1. McKenzie swings, hits it hard on the ground through the hole. Right side and on into right for a base hit. And the second inning starts the same way it did in the first. Base hit through the hole on the right side. McKenzie aboard at first. Nobody out for Brandon Bossier. For the outfield, it's now Prado in left, Hodo in center, Beavers in right. Max Wagner's over at third. At shortstop, it's Carter Young. Adam Crampton's at second. Adam Retzbach at first. And Creed Willems does the catching. Gillis still on the mound for the Shorebirds. The pinch to Brandon Bossier is just a little outside for ball one. Bossier, another left-handed batter against Gillis here. Keegan, 6'8", righty on the hill. Bossier, two RBIs last night, two sacrifice flies. Takes a 1-0 pitch outside for ball two. Bossier now four homers and 54 driven in this season. Hitting 240 across 94 games. The 2-0 runner goes. Bossier takes a called strike. The throw to second is not in time. Stolen base for Jake McKenzie. Frednats off and running early. Jacob Young stole a base in the first inning. And now McKenzie, his fifth stolen base of the season here in the second. 2-1 on Bossier, the pitch. And Bossier swings, drives it in the air out to deep left. Prado going back on the warning track in front of the wall, reaches up and makes the catch. Tagging from second, going to third, McKenzie, and he's in ahead of the throw. That was not an easy play for Elio Prado. Really good job finding the wall, not making the play too difficult on himself. A little bit of a bunny hop up against the fence. Didn't have to take a home run back or anything, but puts himself in position to make the nice grab. And now a runner at third and one out. And the infield comes in for the Shorebirds, and Maxwell Romero, the catcher, digs in for the Frednats. Gillis the wind and the pitch. Fastball misses low. Ball one. Runner at third, one out for the Frednats. Nationals already leading this one 2-0 here in the second. Gillis' pitch. And Romero takes down and away again. Ball two. Romero with his first professional RBI in his last game played. That was on September the 1st. Back on Thursday, an RBI double. 2-0. This is down and away for ball three. Nine-hole hitter Zion Pettigrew is due up next. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen with Gillis already at 28 pitches here in the bottom of the second. Just one out. Keegan the wind and the 3-0. Fastball misses high and away for ball four. first and third, one out. And that brings up Zion Pettigrew. Middle infield plays back now at double play depth. Wagner at third, just in line with the base. Pettigrew from the right side, the pitch. He takes a fastball inside for ball three, or for ball one, beg your pardon. Pettigrew had a multi-hit game, his only other start this week. That was back on Wednesday. He went 2-for-4. Close stands from the right side, the pitch. Breaking ball is on the inside corner. Strike one. Looks like Randy Barraguente is starting to do some calisthenics out in the bullpen for the Shorebirds, with Gillis having some trouble in this one. 1-1, fastball misses high and inside. 2-1. Pettigrew hitting .235 this season. No homers, two driven in so far through 11 games. 2-1 pitch. Fastball is upstairs again from Gillis. Ball three. Catcher Creed Williams trying to tell him, tone it down, decompress, keep everything low. But right now, Gillis not with too much feel. Man in the corner is one out, the 3-1. And Pettigrew, a big swing, fouls it back. 3-2. First and third, one out, throw over to first, and Romero back in standing. Fred Nats 2, Shorebirds nothing, bomb of the second. Will Friesel, a two-run homer in the first. And Fred Nats threatening again here in the second. 3-2, and Pettigrew fouls it back. Two again to Zion Pettigrew, and he fouls back a second straight. McKenzie at third, Romero at first. One out, bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. And Pettigrew fouls back a third straight, up and over the net this time. Is that bat bordering now on 10 pitches? Gillis comes to the ready again at the belt. His 3-2. And Pettigrew swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down and away. Gillis strikes him out. And there's two outs here in the last of the second. Lineup flips back to the top. And Shorebirds pitching coach Joe Hallmacher goes out to the mound. I think this is a really well-timed visit from Joe. After that kind of long battle with Pettigrew, 10 pitches. Give Keegan a chance to catch his breath here before ultimately facing Young, who singled off of Gillis his first time up. Have to imagine that maybe Gillis, this might be his last batter anyways. Keegan making just his third start of the year. He started a little bit with Tulane during his freshman and sophomore seasons before then transitioning to the bullpen for his final 2 years of eligibility at Tulane. And he said while he liked starting, he said nothing beats the adrenaline rush of coming in out of the pen. Hard to replicate that. Well, now there's a chance for Keegan to get his heart rate going. First and third, two outs. Bottom of the second in the top of the order here. First pitch to Jacob Youngs, a fastball that he throws by him. Strike one. Young singled through the whole right side, his first time up. First and third, two outs. Fred Nats 2, Shorebirds nothing. Bottom of the second, the pitch. And Young swings and serves it out of play. First base side. 0-2. So Gillis quickly ahead on Young. 0-2. Chance to get out of this jam with no damage. First and third, the 0-2. Fastball misses outside. Doesn't matter. Balk was called. And that will allow a run to score. And Gerber saying that Gillis never came to a complete stop. That is the fifth balk that Corey Gerber has called here this week. And man, I mean, looking at the replay, I'm not sure what Gerber wants Gillis to do. He came to a stop. I mean, that's it. 0-2. Bounced on the ground, softly, third base side. Wagner charges in, gloves, and throws in the run. Third baseman throws out Young at first, and the inning over. But Brendat's got another run on a balk with two outs. On to the second, it's now Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. So much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
Is your Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, Shorebirds now trailing the Frednats 3-0. Another early hole for Delmarva this week. I've already dropped 4 out of 5 to the Frednats and trying to avoid 5 out of 6 here today. 9-1-2 due up for the Birds against Jose Atencio. Adam Crampton leads it off, and the first pitch misses inside for ball 1. Crampton, Young, and Prado here in the third for the Shorebirds. The wind from Atencio and the pitch. And Crampton fouls it off the plate. 1-1. Looks like Cam Weston is loosening on the Shorebirds bullpen. Keegan Gillis will be done after two innings again today, just like he was back on Tuesday. 1-1 to Crampton. He swings, hits it hard through the hole left side and on into left field for a base hit. Shorebirds with their third hit of the game, matching the total for the Frednats. But still nothing else up on the board for the Birds. They trail 3-0. First leadoff base runner of the day for Delmarva. And the lineup flips to the top now for Carter Young. Young grounded to short his first time up, was a grounder up the middle that JT Arruda was able to flag down pretty nicely. First pitch to Young, misses inside for ball 1. Middle infield at double play depth. Shorebirds grounded into a season high 5 double plays yesterday. Throw over to first and Crampton back in with the dive. So 1-0 on Carter Young. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. Atencio from the belt, the pitch. And Young takes just down and away. Ball two. Young in open stance, hands held high. The 2-0. Fastball runs outside. Ball three. Elio Prado on deck. He'll be having his second plate appearance of the day after flying out his first time up. 3-0. Young takes, and fastballs down the middle. 3-1. Top of the third. Shorebirds down 3-0 early. Young swings, drives in the air, deep right center. Right fielder McKenzie back, but to the center fielder Young, who makes the call on the catch in the right center alley for the first out here in the third. So one out, Crampton returns back to first base after the flyout. And that brings up Elio Prado. Prado flying to left his first time up today. Tencio look over his back shoulder at first, and the pitch to Prado. Fastball misses down and in for ball one. Fred Nats 3, Shorebirds nothing. Down to the third. Shorebirds offense has gotten a little cold the past couple of days, scoring 5 runs over the past 2 games. Throw over to first, and Crampton back in with a dive. One and zero on Prado. Elio flying to left his first time up. The pitch. Elio takes just off the outside corner. 2-0. Tencio, red glove with gray welting. The 2-0. Prado swings, hits it in the air towards left center. Jacob Young, the center fielder, over into the gap, able to track it down. Retires Prado. Back to first goes Crampton. And there's 2 outs here in the third. So 2 outs and a runner at first for Dylan Beavers. Beavers, a flare single his first time up, extending his on-base streak now to every game that he's played with the Shorebirds. 16 consecutive games. Left-handed batter against the ready Atencio. And the breaking ball is on the outside corner for strike one. Crampton at first. He led off the inning with a single. Still over there now with 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Beaver swings and fouls it off the plate. It's 0-2. Shorebirds down 3-0, top of the third. Final road game of the season for the Shorebirds. 0-2 on its way to Dylan Beavers. Crampton runs, Beavers takes outside. The throw to second's a good one, and Crampton's thrown out. A strike from Maxwell Romero behind the plate hoses Crampton. And that does it for the Shorebirds here in the third. On to the last of the third. It's Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapbook and those Valentine's Day Delmarva, the Clock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Bottom of the third, it's still Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing. And the Tech that called the bullpen brings on Cam Weston to replace Keegan Gillis here to begin the bottom of the third. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Gillis goes two innings, allows three runs on three hits, one walk, two strikeouts, and right now his name attached to the loss today for the Shorebirds, unless the Birds can come back and tie this one up before it's all said and done. Weston takes over for the second time this week. He threw back on Tuesday as well, threw two innings that day. Weston gave up two runs on two hits, one walk, didn't strike anybody out. 1-0 this season with a 4.26 ERA, making his fourth appearance for the Shorebirds. His first pitch to JT Arruda is a forkball cut on and missed down low for strike one. It's a four-pitch mix for Weston. Sinker, slider, forkball, and changeup. 1-0 pitch is down the dirt, 1-1. Arruda flied out to center shallow his first time on. Weston, 6 foot two, 210 pounds. His pitch swung. Man, that is, I can't even get the words out of my mouth. A swing and a miss, but that was nasty. That's the forkball from Weston, and good gosh, that thing just disappeared. The 1-2. Fastball foul tipped, held on to by Arruda, humping out of the zone. Strike three. But I still can't get over the forkball. That thing just nosedived. Dead fish. Here, Cesar Valdez nastiness. If you remember him with the Orioles last year, that was disgusting. First pitch to Will Friesel. He swings and chops it foul at the plate for strike one. Weston said that forkball came about when he was only about 10 or 11 years old. He couldn't really throw a changeup. 0-1. Fastball is on the outside corner. 0-2. And he said the pitching instructor that he was working with at the time just had him split his fingers and throw the living life out of the baseball. 0-2. Misses high and outside for ball one. And for Weston, it worked. But the curious thing for Cam is that despite having the forkball, he still throws a changeup as well. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cam Weston. Strikes out for Rizal, following Arruda. And there's two outs here in the third. And that is just perfect sequencing from Weston. The off-speed pitches, the changeup, and the forkball working down. And then going with the fastball up. First pitch to Trey Lipscomb. Misses down and outside for ball one. Lipscomb flying to center his first time up. Two outs last of the third. Shorebirds trailing the Fred Nats 3-0. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball splits the middle. 1-1. Weston, an eighth round pick this year out of the University of Michigan. Ready into his wind. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider way outside. Willems can't even catch that baseball, but Lipscomb still swung through it. The weight break on that thing was nasty. I mean, I have never seen a hitter be that far away on a swing and a miss. That was a good foot and a half outside. 1-2. Swung on and chopped softly towards short. On the third hop, Young has it. Fires across to first and retires Lipscomb and Cam Weston with a dominant 1-2-3 third inning for the Shorebirds. On to the fourth. It's Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's still Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva nothing. First pitch to Dylan Beavers is on the outside corner for strike one. Beavers was at the plate when Adam Crampton was thrown out trying to steal second to end the third. 0-1. Beavers takes a breaking ball that's down low. One ball and one strike. Beavers, a flare single his first time up, and then he actually stole second back in the first as well. The pitch. This is down low for ball two. Shorebirds down 3-0 at the start of the top of the fourth. Jose Atencio with three shutout to this point for the Fred Nats on the mound. His 2-1. Curveball is on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Shorebirds, since having the draft class arrive at the start of that road trip at Salem, have averaged about nearly 7 runs per game, exactly 6.7, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball on the back foot. Beavers chased immediately, punches his bat. Frustrated with his pitch selection there. He strikes out, the second strikeout of the day for Atencio out on the mound. So one out, nobody on for Max Wagner. First pitch to Wagner. He takes a curveball down and in. Ball one. Atencio threw 3 1/3 now on 50 pitches. Has struck out two, hasn't walked anybody, giving up three hits. The 1-0, Wagner, a three-quarter swing, fouls it back. Chased a pitch down and away. 1-1. One out, nobody on. Top of the fourth, Shorebirds down 3-0. Here's the pitch to Wagner. He swings and fouls it back, stumbles out of the box. Able to get full arm extension on that one, just couldn't square it up. And the count 1-2. Atencio, first base side of the rubber. Into his motion, the 1-2. Fastball high and outside, this time Wagner lays off it. 2-2. And Wagner swings, drives in the air towards deep left. White doesn't even move. That baseball is crushed. A solo shutout to left for Max Wagner, his first career long ball, and the Shorebirds on the board here in the top of the fourth. Wagner destroys a hanging two-two breaking ball from Jose Atencio out to left, and the ACC's home run leader this year has his first professional homer. It's Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 1 here in the top of the fourth. Doug Hodo, the next bat, his first plate appearance of the day. First pitch from Atencio. Breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. And it's great to see Wagner hit this homer because, A, given his prodigious power in college, you would have expected it by now. But it follows up Wagner's game earlier this week. The 0-1 Hodo swings and misses. It's 0-2, where Wagner broke out of an 0-for-13 slump, going 2-for-3 on Friday night with a double. And you had hoped that after the day off yesterday, he could stay hot. 0-2. Breaking ball misses inside for ball one. And evidently, Wagner is starting to turn a corner heading into the final week of the season. 1-2 on Hodo, who we did not expect to be playing today. The pitch. Fastball misses high and outside. 2-2. Hodo was hit by a pitch on the hand yesterday. Came out of that game. Fastball is off the outside corner. Full count. But Reed Trimble, who had started in center batting fifth, was ejected while arguing on behalf of Adam Retzbach, whose double off the top of the wall was ruled to have stayed in play instead of being a homer. 3-2. Hodo fouls it back. 3-2. And Trimble was ejected from the bench by field umpire Corey Gerber. So Hodo into the game. Open stance from the right side. Sixth round pick out of Texas this year. Here's the pitch. He swings, hits this one in the air deep left field. Back goes White. He looks up at the wall, and that's a foul ball. Just hooked down the line by Hodo. Out in front of the breaking ball. And the count remains full. Shorebirds now down 3-1 after Wagner's homer. 3-2 again to Hodo. He takes a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike three. He was already taking off his shin guard, but he'll just keep it in his hand, walk it back dugout, down looking. And there's two outs here in the fourth. So two outs, nobody on, and that brings up Adam Retzbach. Atencio's first pitch, and Retzbach takes a fastball down low, ball one. Retzbach sees the fastball off the outside corner, 2-0. Retzbach doubled off the top of the right center field fence his first time up. Play that got Reed Trimble eventually ejected. 2-0, it's down in the dirt, ball three. On its way to Retzbach. He takes a fastball right down the middle, 3-1. For Retzbach, it was his second double of the season. 3-1. Curveball down and outside for ball four. Retzbach looking for the fastball, nearly pulled the trigger, but able to lay off. And he works a two-out walk and brings the tying run to the plate in the form of catcher Creed Willems. First walk that Atencio has issued here today. So now Willems, who popped to second his first time up. The pitch. Willems takes down and in for ball one. And now time called. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Maxwell Romero. And the pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan, will join him. Fred Natzel, going to relieve her up out in the bullpen. That looks like Tyler Schoff, who is about to start throwing and stretching. Willems, 4 homers, 23 driven in. First time back in the lineup since 3 days ago on September the 1st. He left that game after running down the line, trying to beat out a ground down and just hyperextending his leg just a little bit. Said he felt good enough the next day to play again, but taking it overly cautious as always. So the meeting on the mound finally over here. Back to baseball. Retzbach is at first. There's 2 outs. Top of the 4th, beg your pardon. Fred Nats, 3 shortbirds, now 1 on Max Wagner's solo homer. 1-0 pitch to Willems. Creed takes. Fastball a little inside. Ball 2. On Willems. Here's the pitch. And Creed swings and fouls it back. Humping over the netting. 2-1. Retzbach leads away from first. Mossier holds him on. Here's the pitch. Willems takes. It's on the outside corner. 2-2. On Willems. 2 outs, top of the 4th. The pitch, and Willems rips it foul down the first base line. Just a little out in front. Count remains even at 2-2. Retzbach leads away from first, the 2-2 again, and Willems hits it in the air out to right, shallow. Right fielder McKenzie jogs in a couple of steps and makes the catch to retire Willems, and that does it for the Shorebirds here in the 4th. But a solo homer for Max Wagner, his first professional long ball, gets the Shorebirds on the board. On to the 4th, it's now Fredericksburg 3, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pinch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
bottom of the fourth. It's now Fredericksburg 3 and Delmarva 1. Sam Jelinek with you here on a sun-splashed Sunday afternoon from just about an hour south of our nation's capital. Hot, muggy, humid here in the start of September. First pitch from Cam Weston to TJ White is cut on and missed for strike one. Weston back to work is 0-1. This is down and outside with a forkball, 1-1. 5-6-7 due up for the Fred Nats against Weston. His second inning of work out of the pen. Set down the side in order in the third. 1-1, swing and a miss. Off speed pitch, down and in. White can't lay off. It's 1-2. White struck out swinging his first time up. That was against Gillis. Weston the wind and the pitch. And White a little tapper out in front of the plate. Pitcher Weston off the mound, fields with a bare hand, and then fires by the first base bag. Hits off the sidewall. And White safe at first on what will presumably be a throwing error on Cam Weston. Weston did just about everything right there, but was just lacking the throw. Is had about the same movement that he gets on his fastball, except the problem was with the first baseman Retzbach. That took him from fair territory into foul ground, and he collided with the runner White on the way by. Couldn't make the play. So runner at first, nobody out, and that brings up Jared McKenzie. Here's the pitch. McKenzie takes down low for ball one. McKenzie singled and scored to lead off the second. Also stole a base. Swings at the 1-0 here. Drives in the air. Deep left center. Center fielder Hodo goes back. Looks up at the wall and it's gone. That baseball just kept on carrying for Jake McKenzie. Goes the other way out to left center. A two-run shot. And the Fred Nats get the run back that they gave up in the top of the inning, plus one. It's Fredericksburg 5, Delmarva 1. And the error pays immediate dividends for the Fred Nats. First pitch to Brandon Bossier is a forkball down and away. Ball one. For McKenzie, it's his second homer of the season, second of his career. 1-0. Bossier, a high chopper out towards second to his right. Crampton gloves. The second baseman throws to first to retire Bossier for the first out of the inning. Nice bounce back for Weston. Just seems like every time the Shorebirds have a small miscue, mental, physical, whether or not it goes up on the board as an error, the Fred Nats pounce on it. First pitch to Maxwell Romero. It's on the outside corner for strike one. But I suppose that that's what playoff teams do. Fred Nats basically on the verge of clinching the Northern Division here in the second half. 0-1 is cut on and missed. Romero can't catch the sinker. Down and away. 0-2. O-2 from Weston, and Romero swings, hits it high in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Slices out of play. 0-2. Romero walked his first time up. The 0-2. This is down low. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Fastball is high and outside for ball two. Weston the kick and the 2-2 pitch. Romero pops it up again. And it'll get out of play over top the Fred Nats dugout. Third base side. Count remains at 2-2. One out, nobody on, last of the fourth. 2-2. Romero pounds chopper foul. towards the Birds dugout first base side. Still 2-2. Shorebirds now down 5-1. Here's the pitch. And Romero lays off a fastball high. 3-2. Two homers hit today for the Fred Nats. Two run shots for Will Friesel and Jared McKenzie. 3-2 pitch is rolled on the ground towards the hole at short. Third baseman Wagner cuts it off, throws to first, and retires Romero for the second out here in the last of the fourth. That brings up the nine-hole hitter, Zion Pettigrew. Pettigrew struck out swinging his first time up. That was against Gillis. First pitch from Weston here is a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1. Pettigrew swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Nobody on for Pettigrew. 2 outs, bottom of the fourth. 0-2 from Weston. Overthrows the fork ball down the dirt. 1-2. Pettigrew from the right side, hands held low, the pitch. Slider is way outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bottom 4, Fred Nats 5, Shorebirds 1. 2-2 from Weston, and Pettigrew fouls it back and out of play. Able to keep the at-bat going here. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Weston high, black socks, a black mid. Lifts the leg, the pitch, and Pettigrew swings and misses. Chased a sinker down low. Weston strikes him out to end the fourth. The Fred Nats get 2 more runs, a 2-run homer for Jared McKenzie. On to the fifth. Shorebirds trail 5-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, Maxwell Costas leads it off for the Shorebirds, swings in the first pitch, lines it towards the hole at short. Aruna, backhand pick, one-hop throw to first, and he gets Costas. Oh, what a play from JT Aruna. His second highlight reel play of the day. In the hole at short on the back and a one-hop liner. Able to pick it. And Costas retired on one pitch to start the fifth. Shorebird still down 5-1, top five. One out, nobody on for Adam Crampton. Jose Atencio back to work. He's thrown 4 1/3 today. Crampton shows butt in the first pitch and takes down and in for ball one. Crampton singled his first time up, the pitch home, and Crampton takes off the outside corner. 1-1, or 2-0, beg your pardon. Atencio at 76 pitches, Red Nats still have Tyler Shoff warming out in the bullpen in case things get hairy here this inning. 2-0 pitch. And Atencio fires a fastball to the backstop. 3-0. Pitch to Crampton. Fastball is right there, down the middle. 3-1. 3-1 on its way from Atencio, and Crampton swings through it. 3-2. One out, nobody on. Top of the fifth. Shorebirds now down 4 after Jared McKenzie's 2-run homer in the last half inning. 3-2 pitch, and Crampton takes a fastball high, ball 4. Second straight inning, Atencio's given up a free pass. And that brings up Carter Young. Top of the order here for the Shorebirds. Young is 0-2 so far today. He's grounded to short and fly to center. The pitch home. Young swings, hits it in the air towards deep right. McKenzie backing up. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch. And Young retired on one pitch. Brings up Elio Prado. Crampton still at first, now 2 outs. Reese Sharp is throwing out the Shorebirds bullpen. Makes me think that Cam Weston's probably done after 2 innings, just like he threw back on Tuesday. Pitch to Prado. Fastball misses low. Ball 1. Crampton, a short lead over at first. Dances away now the pitch. And Prado lays off. Fastball is just off the outside edge. Ball 2. Prado 0-2 today. He's flat out to left twice. Now the pitch. It's a one-hop smash to short, backing up into Ruta. Able to field, throw to second, and retire Crampton on the force out. And that does it for the Shorebirds here in the fifth. Jose Atencio threw 5 innings of one-run baseball. On to the last of the fifth, halfway home. It's the Fred Nats 5 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beer, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Halfway home here in the final road game of the season for the Shorebirds. Shorebirds trail the Fred Nats 5-1, and a tech net called the bullpen brings on Reese Sharp to replace Cam Weston here to begin the bottom of the fifth. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Weston goes two innings, allows two runs, one earned on one hit, doesn't walk anybody, strikes out three, and leaves with the Birds down 5-1. Reese Sharp in for the start of the bottom of the fifth. Reese making his fourth appearance of the season. No record, a 3.60 ERA. Starts from the full line with nobody on. Faces Jacob Young at the top of the order. And a first pitch breaking ball is down the dirt for ball one. Sharp, 22 years old, out of Noblesville, Indiana. 1-0. Young takes a fastball down low for ball two. 6'3", 220-pound righty. 20th round pick this year out of Indiana. Young 1-for-2 at the plate today. The pitch. He swings. It's a liner into center for a base hit. So now 2-for-3. Leads off the fifth with a base hit. The Fred Nats offense just keeps on humming along. They haven't done it with humongous innings here this week, although they've still had them. But for the most part, it's been a run here, two runs there. Just constant and thorough, never letting up. Fred Nats have scored in 3 of 4 innings already today. Here's JT Arruda, switch hitter, bats on the left side. And the first pitch fastball is down and in for ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. Arruda 0-for-2 today. Has flied to center and struck out. Throw back to first, and back in with the dive is Young. Young stole second back in the first. Was his 50th stolen base of the season. Sharp from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Arruda swings and misses through the high fastball. 1-1. Taking a quick peek around Birdland here today. Orioles wrapping up their series at home against the Oakland Athletics. Right now the O's are being shut out 3-0 in the fifth. 1-1 misses down and outside from Sharp. 2-1. Orioles will welcome in the Toronto Blue Jays next for 4 games in 3 days. Doubleheader tomorrow and then Tuesday, Wednesday as well. 2-1 pitch. Arruda swings, hits it in the air down the left field line. Slices out of play. 2-2. On the minor league side of Birdlands, Bowie right now is being no-hit by Erie. Trails 3-0 the top of the sixth. Bowie right now a 1-game lead over Erie in Eastern League second half. 2-2. Arruda takes a fastball inside for ball three. So if Bowie loses today, they'll end up splitting the series with Erie, and nothing will have been decided at this point with still 2 weeks remaining in the AA season. But if they can win, they'll take a 2-game lead into the final 12 games of the season. Throw over to first, and Young dives back safely. Aberdeen right now a 3-1 lead over Hickory. Connor Pavloni a 3-run homer in the first for the Ironbirds. And Norfolk, they won't get going for another hour here. Series finale against Lehigh Valley. 3-2, runner goes. Arruda, a chopper through the hole left side. And into left, the base hit. Young around second. Hill motor to third. And aboard at first with a single. JT Arruda, perfect hit and run. And the Fred Nats have runners at first and third and nobody out. Three-hole hitter Will Friesel steps to the plate. First and third, nobody out. Shorebirds play the middle infield back. Wagner at third, off the line, and just about in line with the base. Friesel from the left side, the pitch. Fastball misses down and in. Ball one. Frizzell one for two today. Two-run homer back in the first. Started the scoring in this one. 1-0. Frizzell swings, drives another one out towards left center. It'll stay in the yard. Left fielder Prado backs up, gets under it, makes the catch. Young tags from third. The throw goes into second. And it's a sack fly and RBI for Will Frizzell. Fred Dats tack on another. It's now Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 1 here in the last fifth. Frizzell's driven in three today. Trey Lipscomb, the cleanup man, stands in next. He's flying to center and grounded to short. Right-handed batter, the pitch. And Sharp gets him to go around on a breaking ball down and away. Strike one. Couldn't lay off. Old check swing. Aruda leads away from first, the pitch, and Lipscomb, a full-throated hack this time, still comes up empty. It's 0-2. pitch, and Lipscomb foul tips it, held onto by Willems. He's down on strikes, first strikeout for Sharp out of the bullpen. And after the back-to-back singles started the inning, nice bounce back from Sharp, a fly out and a strikeout. That brings up T.J. White. White reached on an error leading off last inning and then came around to score on McKenzie's homer. Two outs, Aruda still at first. The pitch, Aruda runs. Breaking ball misses outside. The throw to second from Willems. Knees is in time. Creed Willems with a strike, able to throw out Aruda from his knees, and that does it for the Fred Nats here in the fifth. Fred Nats do have a run on Frizzell's sack fly. On to the sixth. It's now Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the sixth, Shorebirds now trail the Fred Nats 6-1. And an attack that call at the bullpen brings on Tyler Schoff to replace Jose Atencio after Atencio goes five innings. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Atencio goes five innings. He's in line for the win here today. Allows a run on four hits, two walks, and strikes out three. Shorebirds just can never string anything truly off of him today.
The only run he allowed was Max Wagner's homer back in the fourth. Tyler Schomp's first pitch to Dylan Beavers is a breaking ball that misses down and outside. Ball one. 3-4 and 5 to up for the Shorebirds here in the top of the sixth. The 1-0. Beavers takes a fastball outside for ball two. Beavers is 1-for-2 today. He singled back in the first, stole the base, and struck out swinging, leading off the fourth. 2-0 pitch. And Beavers sees the fastball in the outside corner for a called strike one. Schoff, right-handed pitcher, 6'4", 220, the pitch. Beavers takes a fastball high, ball three. Schoff making his 34th appearance of the season for the Fred Nats. He's 5-3 with a 4.93 ERA. The pitch. Beavers takes, it's on the outside corner, 3-2. Schoff, 49 in the third innings this season. He's struck out 58 and walked 18, giving up 51 hits. Schoff hands over the head, turns into the wind, the pitch, and Beavers foul tips it. Held on to by Romero, and Beavers down on strikes for the second straight at bat here today. One out, nobody on for Max Wagner. Hit his first professional homer his last time up. First pitch. Wagner takes a little inside for ball one. Wagner, an open stance from the right side. Here's the pitch. And Wagner swings, lines it up in the middle and into center for a base hit. Max Wagner, multi-hit game for the second straight contest. He's 2-for-3. So runner at first, one out, and that brings up Doug Hodo. And the first pitch, he swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down and away. Strike one. Hodo in his first plate appearance today. Struck out looking back in the fourth. Wagner, a very small lead at first, the pitch. And Hodo takes. Fastball off the inside corner. 1-1. Hodo now hitting 143 with the Shorebirds. That's 3-for-21. One double, 7 walks, 10, now 11 strikeouts. 1-1. He swings, hits it in the air towards right center. Center fielder Young has a play on it. He puts it away in front of the right fielder McKenzie. Back to first goes Wagner, and there's two outs now here in the top of the sixth. Two outs and a runner at first for Adam Retzbach. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses high and inside for ball one. Wagner at first after his one out single. Still there with two outs. Retzbach perfect on the day. The pitch. Breaking ball is on the inside corner. Strike one. Retzbach doubled off the right center field fence, ran off the top of it. Back in the second, and then walked in the fourth. The pitch. Retzbach swings, hits in the air, down the right field line. Right fielder McKenzie, a long run, and he gets there in the corner. Just a step still into fair territory. Able to put it away. And Retzbach retired, and that does it for the Shorebirds here in the sixth. On to the last of the sixth, it's still Fredericksburg 6 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds still trailing the Redbats 6-1. First pitch from Reese Sharp to T.J. White. Curveball and misses down away for ball one. White is 0-2 today. He was at the plate when J.T. Arruda was caught stealing to end the last inning. He takes a 1-0 breaking ball in the outside corner. Sharp able to find the edge this time around. It's 1-1. Sharp feet together on the mound, angled towards third. Into the windup, the pitch, and White lofts the fastball out of play. Third base side, 1-2. White switch hitter digs in from the left side. Sharp the wind and the pitch, and White fouls it straight back. Little win on the fastball there. Sharp the wind and the 1-2 again. Curveball is outside for ball two. Two-two pitch. White takes a fastball down and outside for ball three. White leading off the home half of the sixth. Fred Nats have scored in four of five innings today. 3-2 is tapped foul to the Birds' dugout, first base side. Still 3-2. Sharp hands together at the belt. Raises them up to his head. Now into his windup, the 3-2 again. And Sharp takes down and away for ball four. Lead off walk here in the sixth for the Fred Nats. Shouldn't come as too much of a surprise, but Fred Nats having scored in four out of five innings. Each time they've scored, they've put the leadoff man on. Shorebirds have been constantly playing from behind the eight ball here today. Jake McKenzie, the next batter. First pitch, he takes a fastball up and in for ball one. McKenzie, another multi-hit game. 2-for-2, single, a run scored, and then a two-run homer his last time up. He is now 20-for-50, an even 400. 1-0 pitch, he lofts it in the air towards the left. Prano back a couple of steps, shields his eyes from the sun, and makes the catch in front of the warning track. One away. Back to first goes White. Brandon Bossier, the next batter for the Fred Nats. First baseman bats seventh. He's 0-for-2 today, has flied to left and grounded to second. Middle infield at double play depth. White leads away from first. Sharp the set, the pitch. And the fastball misses down and in for ball one. One-one delivery. Curveball drops off the table, but low. Ball two. Taking a peek around the Carolina League right now. Down east is shutting out Fayetteville 3-0. And Fayetteville keeps up their wretched pace here in the second half of the season. Shorebirds could potentially have company. 2-0 pitch, curveball in the dirt, skips by Willems to the backstop. Up to second goes White on the wild pitch. Shorebirds now at 45-79 of the season. Woodpeckers at 52-72. But as far as the second half goes, the Woodpeckers are about three games worse than the Shorebirds right now. So the Shorebirds might not have the title of worst team in both halves. Got that going for them at least. 3-0 on Bossier. The pitch. Fastball is high and outside for ball four. Second walk of the inning issued by Sharp. First and second now, one out for Maxwell Romero. End of the eighth from Carolina. Mudcats a 6-0 lead over the Columbia Fireflies. So Carolina wins and the Threadnats win here. Nationals' magic number will be down to two come the start of next week. It's the only other game in action outside of this one here. And before the pitch can come home, a pitch clock violation on Sharp. Ball one. 5:05 first pitch for Lynchburg and Kannapolis, as well as Charleston, Myrtle Beach. And then Augusta plays at 6 at home against Salem. First pitch to Romero is a fastball that misses inside for ball one. Edgar Portes, who threw a third of an inning in yesterday's game, is up and throwing for the Birds. He'll be tasked probably with the remainder of this game after Sharp, which will hopefully come later rather than sooner. Pitching coach Joe Hamacher makes a trip out to the mound here to chat with Sharp. Meeting on the mound, finally adjourned here by the home plate umpire Nobu Yasuta. And we'll get back to the action. First and second, one out. Bottom of the sixth, Sharp has walked two here this inning. It's 2-0 on Maxwell Romero. Left-handed hitting catcher. Middle infield at double play depth. Sharp from the belt. Walks to second, now the pitch. And the curveball misses inside for ball three. Nine-hole hitter Zion Pettigrew is on deck. First and second, one out, the 3-0. Romero takes a curveball on the outside corner. 3-1. Sharp evidently not feeling his fastball today. From the third base side of the rubber, looks back to second. Now the 3-1. And the fastball is high and outside for ball four. And Sharp walks his third of the inning. Base is loaded, one out for Zion Pettigrew. And whether or not in this game it becomes a blowout currently hangs in the balance. Infield plays back looking for two. Bottom of the sixth, Birds down five. And the first pitch to Pettigrew. Fastball is inside for ball one. Pettigrew has struck out twice. Once against Gildas, once against Weston. Sharp from the stretch, the pitch. And the fastball is down the middle. 1-1. Sharp comes set. Now his pitch. And the curveball, a little bit too much drop. It's down and outside for ball two. Sharp feet together. The 2-1. Fastball is on the outside corner in and out of Willems' mid. But still a called strike anyways. Pettigrew thought it was a few inches off the outside corner. But a big break there for the Birds. The count even at two. Base is loaded, one out. Shorebirds down 6-1 already, bottom of the sixth. Infield back, outfield straight away at the pitch. And Pettigrew, a weak roller to third. Wagner charges in gloves, throws to home for the out. Willems to first, not in time for the double play. But the Shorebirds do cut out the run of the play. Fielder's choice, 5-2. And that's going to be it for Reese Sharp. Out to the mound goes the Shorebirds manager, Felipe Rojas Jr. And Sharp at 40 pitches is done. Edgar Portes coming on from the bullpen on this TechNet called the bullpen. And we'll be back in a minute. Shorebirds down 6-1. Bottom of the sixth, bases loaded, two outs. Edgar Portes coming on. Back in a moment here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Still the last of the sixth. It's Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 1. And a TechNet call to the bullpen brings on Edgar Portes to try to get the Birds out of this bases loaded situation. Reese Sharp leaves after an inning and two thirds. Right now has allowed one run on two hits, three walks, one strikeout. He is responsible for each runner on. With the bases loaded, that Portes inherits. Edgar making his second appearance in as many days. Faced one batter yesterday, last the eighth, stranded a couple of runners on. Netted a strikeout, was his 16th appearance of the season. Comes on 0-5 with a 6.26 ERA. 6'2", 165-pound righty. Faces Jacob Young, the top of the order for the Frednats. Here's the pitch. And Young takes a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Young is 2-for-3 today, singles in the first and fifth. Portes a look to second, now the pitch. And the slider again, spins over the outside corner, good sweep to it. And Portes able to jump ahead on Young, 0-2. 0-2 pitch. And Young fouls it back. Up and out of play. Still 0-2. Cortez hands at the belt, feet apart, comes set. The kick and the pitch. And Young trying to check his swing, but fouls it off. First base side. Still 0-2. Base is loaded and two outs for the Fred Nats. Bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds down 6-1, trying to keep this close. 0-2 again, and Young pops it up. Out beyond second, second baseman Crampton calling for it. Shortstop Young calls him off and makes the catch on the infield dirt to retire Young and finally end the inning. Fred Nats leave them loaded. Cortez gets out of the jam. On to the seventh. It's still Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds still trailing the Fred Nats 6-1, but it could have been worse. Edgar Cortez comes on. It's the final out of the last sixth, stranding the bases loaded, completing Reese Sharp's line as well. As he allows a run over an inning and two-thirds. Creed Williams leads it off for the Birds against Tyler Schoff. And the first pitch fastball is a little low for ball one. Left-hander Ryan Hennen is warming out the Shorebirds bullpen. Looks like he might come on next inning. 1-0. Williams swings. It's a high chopper down the first base line. It's foul. 1-1. Williams is 0-2 today. Has popped to short and fly to right. Left-handed batter against the righty Schoff. Turns and fires. The 1-1 is chopped foul. First base side again by Williams. 1-2. Final road game of the season for the Shorebirds. How this season just flew by. Shorebirds got a lot of their road games out of the way early. 1-2 pitch. Williams checks his swing. Appeal down to first. Corey Gerber says he held up in time. 2-2. A couple of 12-game road trips. Beginning of the year down to Augusta, Columbia, Myrtle Beach, and Charleston. 2-2 pitch. Williams lays off. Breaking ball down to dirt. 3-2. Then, of course, in July, the Shorebirds were home for just 9 games. Then the month of August, they were home for 18. Williams digs back in, now calls time and steps out. Full count leading off the top of the 7th. The pitch. And Williams pops it up. Right on top of the third base bag. Third baseman Lipscomb now into foul territory. Makes the catch. Willems the first out here in the seventh. Brings up Maxwell Costas. Costas was robbed of a base hit his last time up. A hard ground ball in the hole at short. First pitch. Curveball freezes Costas down the middle. Strike one. Shortstop Arruda on the backhand, stumbling, able to make the play with a one-hop throw to first. 0-1. Costas checks his swing, but a fastball, a called strike anyways. It's 0-2. Costas from the right side, back of the box. Slightly closed stance. Schaff the kick and the pitch. And Costas lays off a breaking ball down the dirt. 1-2. Shorebirds have an off day tomorrow and then finish off the regular season with a six-game home series welcoming in the Down East Wood Ducks starting on Tuesday at 7:05. 1-2. Costas takes a fastball. It's down and away. 2-2. One out, nobody on. Top of the seventh for Costas. Shorebirds down 6-1. The pitch. It's down the dirt. And after jumping ahead of Costas 0-2, Schaff has worked it all the way full. Three-two pitch down the hill, and Costas takes up and in for ball four. Another walk for Maxwell Costas, playing in just his fourth game here with the Shorebirds, and that's already his fifth walk. So he's at first with one out now for the nine-hole hitter Adam Crampton. Crampton hasn't been retired yet today. Singled back in the third and then walked in the fifth. Middle infield at double play depth. Costas at first, a short lead held on by Bossier. Crampton from the right side, the pitch home. And the breaking ball is on the outside corner. Strike one. Outfield straight away. Not much wind to speak of right now. 0-1. Crampton swings and fouls it back. 0-2. Although, wind would be pretty nice. It's been hot, muggy, and humid today. The most uncomfortable out of any of the days that we've played here this week in Fredericksburg. For the most part, it's been pretty pleasant weather by 7:05 first pitch. But today, 1:35. 0-2. Crampton fouls it back again. Was really unpleasant. Right now the sun obscured just a little bit by some big puffy clouds up above. Really since Tuesday there hasn't been any rain in the forecast either, which has taken a burden off the mind. 0-2, Crampton hits it in the air towards right, backing up on it McKenzie, settles under it and makes the catch. Crampton retired, Costas back to first, and there's two away here in the top of the seventh. Back to the top of the order, it's Carter Young's turn to hit. Young is 0-3. Has grounded to short, flying to center, and flying to right. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball flips in on the outside corner. Strike one. Costas at first, and now two outs. Top of the seventh. Frednat 6, Delmarva 1. Shorebirds batting, trying to rally late. Here's the pitch. Young, a big swing and a miss. Committed to that one way too early. Ended up being a breaking ball in the dirt. And he's behind the count, 0-2. Frednats have a righty loosening out in the bullpen right now. Looks like Cody Greenhill, who left a game earlier this week due to injury,
0-2. And Young off the end of the bat, a dribbler back to the mound. It's barehanded on a hop by Shaw to the pitcher, and he throws to first to retire Young. And that does it for the Birds here in the top of the seventh. A little showmanship by Shaw as he makes the play with the bare hands to retire Young. And that does it for the Birds in the seventh. On to the last of the seventh, it's time to get a stretch in. It's Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Just
something
back. I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hope you got a good stretching. On to the last seventh, it's still Fredericksburg 6, Delmarva 1. And a tech net call to the bullpen brings on Ryan Hennin to relieve Edgar Cortez. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance, when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Cortez goes a third of an inning. He's able to get Jacob Young to pop out with the bases loaded to end the top of the or bottom of the sixth, and now hands the ball to Hennin for the rest of the way. First pitch to JT Arruda, misses high and outside for ball one. Aruda's switch hitter digs in from the right side for the first time today. Against the lefty, Hennin now out on the hill. From the stretch is 1-0, and Arruda flies it out of play, right field side, 1-1. Hennin threw back on Tuesday, through two innings, allowed a run on three hits. No walks, two strikeouts. 1-1, fastball is high and outside for ball two. Hennin signed as a minor league free agent with the Orioles about a month ago now, 2-1. Arruda takes a fastball up high for ball three. Was released from the Royals organization earlier this year, despite pitching pretty well with the Columbia Fireflies, 3-1. Arruda takes a fastball letter high, strike two. Hennin was 2-4 with the Fireflies, a 3.46 ERA in 26 innings. 3-2. Arruda again pops it out of play. First base side, still 3-2. Hennin struck out 37, walked just 4, and gave up 30 hits. From the stretch with nobody on, here's his 3-2 again. And Arruda pops it up towards the Shorebirds' dugout. That'll get about two rows deep. And the at-bat continues between Ryan Hennin and JT Arruda, leading off the home half of the seventh. Arruda 1-for-3 today. He singled back in the fifth, but was caught stealing seconds to end that frame. 3-2 again. And Arruda takes a slider down and in for ball four. Hennin frustrated, walks Arruda to lead off the seventh. So a runner at first and nobody out for Will Friesel. Friesel, a 3 RBI game today, 1-for-2. 2-run homer back in the first and a sack fly in the fifth. First pitch here, Arruda's running and it's laced into right center field for a base hit. Arruda stopped around second, now gets the wave around third. He gets the stop sign though, wait, and now darts back to third. Friesel into second with a double. Arruda got deked at second by Carter Young. What should have been an RBI double for Will Friesel ends up in just a double. Arruda at third. He was running on the pitch. Friesel ripped it into right center. Split the gap. And Arruda almost then ran through the stop sign thrown up by the manager, Jake Lowry, at third. First pitch to Trey Lipscomb is fouled back for strike one. But it ends up with Arruda at third, Friesel at second. So for now, no harm, no foul for the Fred Nats after Arruda's base running error. Lipscomb 0-for-3 today. Flied out, grounded out, struck out. 0-1. He swings into Nubber down the third base line off the mound. Pitcher Hennin fields and has no play. Probably the smart move by Hennin there. Lipscomb runs well. He tried to spin and throw to first. Only thing that could have happened was an error. And the Fred Hats for the second straight inning have loaded the bases. Walk, double, infield single. And now T.J. White, the batter. Corners come in for the Shorebirds. Middle infield plays back. White, switch hitter, stands in from the right side. The pitch. And the slider is down with the dirt. Ball one. White is 0-for-2 today. He walked his last time up. And in the leg kick and the pitch. And the fastball misses down and in for ball two. Hennin normally pounds the strike zone, but so far today, control not there. The 2-0. That fastball's in the zone. Outside corner. 2-1. Base is loaded, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Shorebirds already down 6-1. Here's the pitch. And White, a big swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball down and away. 2-2. Hennin comes set at the belt. Here's his 2-2, and White lips it in the air to shallow right. Second baseman Crampton out. Right fielder Beavers in. Crampton makes the catch over the shoulder, wheels and throws back into the diamond. Cut off by the first baseman Retzbach, and the first out of the inning recorded. That is a great play by Crampton, because Beavers deep in right had a long way to run, and the odds of him getting there were pretty slim. So Crampton takes control, recognizes the situation, makes the play. And that's the first out here in the seventh.
Now Jared McKenzie. McKenzie 2-for-3 today with a 2-run homer. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball is on the inside corner for strike one. Frednats 6, Shorebirds 1, bottom of the 7th. Bases loaded for Fredericksburg and one out. Hennon set his pitch, and the curveball is ripped foul down the first base line. It's 0-2. Two on Jared McKenzie. Hennon trying to work out if this base is loaded, no out jam. Now has one out, the 0-2, and the breaking ball is down and away. Williams blocks it to keep it in front. 1-2. And out to the mound goes the Shorebirds pitching coach, Joe Hallmacher. Curious about this conversation here, because that was a pretty immediate run out to the mound. I didn't see what exactly prompted it. There's nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so it's not to get somebody loose. Hennon at 19 pitches here in the bottom of the 7th. But I think they're trying to figure out how to attack McKenzie. So 1-2 on Jake McKenzie. Corners in, middle infield back. Base is loaded, one out, the pitch. And McKenzie takes. Breaking ball is down and outside for ball two. Two on its way. And McKenzie pops it up. Out to shallow center. Shortstop Young calling for it. He settles under it and makes the catch. Staying at third, Aruda. And now two outs here in the 7th. Bases still loaded it. So Hennon, who had the bases loaded and nobody out, now a chance to get out of the inning unscathed. Brandon Bossier, the final hurdle. He's 0-for-2 with a walk. Left-on-left matchup. Hennon crossfire set. Here's the pitch. And the curveball high and tight hits off of Willem's glove, but stays within arm's reach. And the runners stay put. Ball one. Hennon's 1-0. Bossier, a big rip, fouls it back. 1-1. Shorebirds down 6-1 here in the last of the 7th. Frednats with the bases loaded, 2 outs now. Here's the pitch. And Bossier fouls back another. 1-2. Frednats should have already had a run here in this inning. But J.T. Aruda stomping around second on a ball into the right center field gap. Fooled on a hit and run. Had to stop at third. Now 1-2 on Bossier. Hennon a strike away from getting out of the jam. The pitch. Slider in the dirt. Skips by Williams to the backstop. And Aruda scampers on home from third to score. Just beating the throw to the plate. So eventually, Aruda does score on the wild pitch. Everybody else moves up 90 feet. Runners at second and third now, 2 outs. And it's 7-1 for Fredericksburg. One 1 and 2 on Bossier, the pitch. He swings, lines it to short on the short hop. Young can't pick it, and it's on to the left center, a base hit. Two runs coming to score, and Bossier aboard at first, presumably with a two-run single. It's Fredericksburg 9, Delmarva 1, as the Fred Nats finally cash in their bases loaded opportunity. Bossier at first, two outs, and Maxwell Romero, the catcher, stands in. First pitch. Romero swings and skies it out towards center. Hodo backtracks, now comes in, makes the call and the catch to retire Romero and finally end the inning. Fred Nats score three more times and take a commanding 9-1 lead over the Shorebirds. On to the eighth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown. On to the top of the eighth, it's now Fredericksburg 9 and Delmarva 1. Tech Nat call the bullpen for the Fred Nats. Brendan Collins comes on to try to get the final six outs here today. For the Nationals, has an eight-run lead. Elio Prado leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the frame. It's 2-3 and 4 due up. First pitch fastball from Collins is a called strike at the top of the zone. Strike one. Collins replaces Tyler Schoff for a couple of scoreless innings. Pitch to Prado is high and outside for ball one. Schoff in total, two scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, one strikeout. Prado 0 for 3 today. Collins the stretch and the pitch. And the fastball is outside. Two balls, one strike. Collins the stretch, hands the belt. Here's the pitch. And Prado, big swing, fouls it back and out of play. 2-1. Once the Shorebirds have their biggest comeback in store here this season, this will go down as another loss here in Fredericksburg, and the Shorebirds will go 1-11 this year here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 2-2. It's a, oh man, called strike three, breaking ball. I mean, that was 3 inches inside and 3 inches up. And Prado, a few words are Nobu Yazood on his way back to the dugout. And rightfully so. That pitch wasn't close. Strikeout for Collins, and there's one out here in the top of the eighth. Just feels like a big old mudslide here for the Shorebirds on Sunday.
First pitch to Dylan Beavers. He swings. It's a weak tapper over to first off the line. First baseman Bossier gloves. Flips to Collins at the bag at first to retire Beavers. And there's quickly two outs here in the top of the eighth. Just everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. Reed Trimble was ejected back in the second inning. Shorebirds have just five hits. Pitching hasn't done the job today either, giving up nine runs on nine hits. A couple of two-run homers for the Fred Nats. Now Max Wagner, who has provided the only run of the game for the Shorebirds, digs in. First pitch curveball around the eyes is called a strike. 0-1, Wagner a solo homer back in the fourth. Only run of the game for the Birds. Collins the stretch and the pitch. Changeup misses high and tight. Ball one. One pitch. Wagner swings, rips it out to short on one. Haparuda able to surround it. Throws to first and retires Wagner. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Brendan Collins, fresh out of the bullpen. On to the bottom of the eighth, it's Fredericksburg 9, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gallagher on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the eighth, it's Fredericksburg 9, Delmarva 1. Alejandro Mendez takes over for the Shorebirds on this technet call to the bullpen. Replaces Ryan Hennin, who goes an inning, allows three runs on three hits, one walk, doesn't strike anybody out. Mendez appearing for the second time this week. No record, an 8.78 ERA. 40 innings, he's struck out 40 and walked 43. 6'5", 254 pounds, out of San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. So Mendez will try to pitch this game into the ninth. Shorebirds down 8 runs. 9-1-2, due up for the Fred Nats. Zion Pettigrew leads it off. Pettigrew 0-3. He struck out twice and bounced into a fielder's choice at home. His last time up, the first pitch, Mendez misses down the dirt. Ball one. One oh. Fastball is right down the middle. Strike one. Reminder, the Shorebirds, after an off day tomorrow, return home for their final series of the season. 1-1, Pettigrew flies it out of play. Right field side, 1-2. Six game set against the Down East Wood Ducks. 7:05 Tuesday through Saturday, and then 2:05 for the season finale on Sunday, September the 11th. Mm-hmm. Mendez from the first base side of the rubber. Comes set, his pitch. And Pettigrew swings and misses. Mendez strikes him out. And there's one gone here to begin the last, the eighth. Lineup flips back to the top for Jacob Young. He's 2-for-4, scoring twice today. Now gives him 109 runs scored this season. Mendez's pitch. Slider is outside for ball one. Mendez nods yes to the sign. Now comes set. Here's the pitch. And the breaking ball is on the outside corner. 1-1. One pitch. Young, a weak roller foul down the third baseline. 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Jacob Young. Fred Nats 9, Shorebirds 1, last of the 8th. The pitch, it's swung on wide off the back of Mendez on the mound. He goes to the baseball, picks it up, throws to first, not in time, as he skips it in, as Mendez gets drilled in his lower back. Slams his glove on the ground. Somehow he's walking away from the mound under his own power. He's bent over a little bit of the waist now, as that baseball torched him in his lower back. Pitching coach Joe Hallmacher, manager Felipe Rojas Jr., and trainer Julio Ibarra come out to the mound to check on Mendez. How he isn't keeled over on the mound right now is beyond me. That liner got him directly in the small of his back. How he had the wherewithal to even be able to go and track down the baseball and attempt a play over at first is amazing. And for now, it looks like Mendez is actually going to try to stay in the game. A nice round of applause here from the Fred Nats faithful, which is pretty kind of them. After a couple of warm-up tosses, I think Mendez is staying in the game. Mendez has some kind of pain tolerance. So Mendez stays in the game after the line drive single off of his back by Jacob Young. Brings up JT Arruda. Switch hitter digs in from the left side. First pitch. Fastball misses high at 96 from Mendez for ball one. This isn't the first time Mendez has been drilled on the mound either. A couple of weeks ago at Lynchburg, pitch to Arruda, swung on and fouled out of play, 1-1. Mendez was in to close a game out and took a line drive off of his back. Made the play, got the out at first to end the game. One. Fastball misses outside for ball two. And Mendez, a little slow after releasing that pitch. I'm not quite sure whether or not he should still be in this game. He's still throwing hard enough, but man, it looks like it's taking a lot out of him. The pitch. Fastball is outside for ball three. And Mendez doing it again after receiving the ball back from Willems. Taking a while to climb up the hill. 3-1 on Arruda. Will Frizzell on deck. Mendez set. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is way outside for ball four. And Mendez still just trying to, it almost looks like, feel out his body here. So first and second, one out. Brings up Will Frizzell. Frizzell is 2-for-3. Two-run homer, a sac fly, and a double. Here's the pitch. And Frizzell takes a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Randy Barraguete has now started to throw on the Shorebirds' pen. One out, bottom of the eighth. The pitch to Frizzell, swing and a miss. Chased down low. It's 0-2. Prendats 9, Shorebirds 1, bottom half of the 8th. Series finale, Shorebirds on the verge of dropping 5 of 6 this week to Fredericksburg. The pitch. Frizzell hits it on the ground, down the third base line. It spins over the bag and by the dive of Wagner and down the left field line. It hits off the sidewall. A run comes in to score. Frizzell into second, stopping at third Arruda. And it's 10-1 Fredericksburg here in the last of the 8th. On Frizzell's RBI double. Frizzell now a 4 RBI game. Nothing more than a cue ball down the left field line. But everything breaking the Frednats' way here. Here's Trey Lipscomb. First pitch, he swings and misses. Breaking ball is a little bit of a hanger. But Mendez gets away with it. Strike one. 0-1. Slider is down and outside for ball one. Lipscomb 1-for-4. He singled and scored his last time up. Swings to the 1-1 and fouls it back. One ball, two strikes. Second and third, one out, the 1-2. And the fastball is a called strike three. Mendez with 94 on the outside corner against Lipscomb looking. And there's two outs here in the last of the 8th. Brings up T.J. White. White 0-for-3, reached on an error and scored back in the 4th. Second and third, two outs. Mendez's pitch. Breaking ball is down the dirt. Ball one. White takes a slider on the outside corner at the knees. 1-1. The pitch. Slider is down the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery, and White, a foul ball at the plate, grounds it to the backstop. 2-2. Shorebirds down 10-1, bottom half of the 8th. Mendez set his 2-2, and White swings and misses as Mendez strikes out 3 here in the 8th, takes a line drive to the back in the middle of it, and somehow walks off the field, not just under his own power, but after finishing the inning himself. On to the 9th. Shorebirds need 9 to tie, 10 to take the lead. It's Fredericksburg 10 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds trailing the Fredericksburg Nationals now 10-1. And Riggs Threadgill, the de facto Threadnats closer, comes on for the top of the ninth. For the final 3 outs of this game, Shorebirds' road season about to come to a close, and unfortunately, going out with a whimper. TechNet called the pen, Threadgill in place of Collins. Brendan Collins works a 1-2-3-8, striking out one. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Shorebirds here in the ninth. Hodo, Retzbach, and Willems. Birds just one run on 5 hits. The only run coming on a Max Wagner solo homer. First pitch to Doug Hodo is on the outside corner for strike one. Threadgill, first base side of the rubber. The righty fires home, and Hodo takes down and away. Ball one. Shorebirds, unless an astonishing comeback is in store, will fall to 23-43 on the road, 20 games under 500 away from Purdue Stadium. 1-1 is outside for ball two. Hodo is 0-2 today. He took over at the end of the second for Reed Trimble, who was ejected from this game. 2-1. Hodo swings and hits it out of play. Right field side, 2-2. And Hodo breaks his bat on a roller towards short, almost eats up Aruda, but he gloves after getting handcuffed and throws to first. And retires Hodo for the first out here in the ninth. One out, nobody on for Adam Retzbach. Retzbach 1-2. He doubled back in seconds. Right on right matchup. The first pitch breaking ball is down low for ball one. Shorebirds down 10-1, top of the ninth. The pitch. And Retzbach takes a fastball high and outside. 2-0. On its way, and Retzbach swings and fouls it off at the plate. 2-1. Threadgill, black glove, into his wind, the 2-1. Retzbach takes a fastball outside, ball three.
Threadgill, a deep breath, back behind the mound now, trying to reset into his wind. Here's the pitch. And Retzbach takes low, ball four. One out walk to Retzbach, who's on base for the third time today. Here in the top of the ninth, Shorebird still down nine. Catcher Creed Willems takes his turn next. Willems is 0-for-3. He's popped out twice and also flat out to right. From the left side, he digs in. Ready, Threadgill down the hill on the pitch home. Willems socks it in the air, deep left center. Center fielder Young on the run. He won't get there. Watches it one hop up against the wall. Retzbach to third. He stops there, and Willems into second with a double. And the Shorebirds with a semblance of life here on the top of the ninth. Second and third, now one out for Maxwell Costas, the DH. Costas is 0-for-2, has struck out, grounded to short, as well as walked his last time up. Infield plays back, Fred Nats with a 9-run lead. And the first pitch breaking ball in the dirt, Costas tried to check his swing, couldn't. It's 0-1. One to Costas. He swings and pops it out of play. First base side. 0-2. Here, the Red Gale to the ready. Here's the 0-2. And Costas checks his swing, but it's a called strike three on the inside corner. Breaking ball freezes him. And there's two outs here on the top of the ninth. Last hope for the Shorebirds is Adam Grampton. Second and third, two outs. Riggs Threadgill trying to close this out for the Fred Nats. It's Fredericksburg 10, Delmarva 1. Here's the pitch. Crampton takes a fastball over the outside half for strike one. Crampton is 1-for-2. He singled back in third. Right-handed batter. Shorebirds down 10-1, top of the ninth. 0-1 from Threadgill, misses high and outside for ball one. Fred Nats ended up scoring in 6 of 8 innings today. 11 hits, the pitch. Crampton takes down and away. 2-1. Threadgill, feet together, he's set. Now the pitch. And Crampton fouls it out of play, first base side. 2-2. Shorebirds down to their final strike. Two and two on Adam Crampton. Second and third, two outs, top of the ninth. Shorebirds down 10-1. Here's the pitch. And Crampton loops it out of play, right field side. Still 2-2. Virginia Credit Union Stadium has been a house of horrors for the Birds this season. A strike away from dropping 11 of 12 in this building. Second and third, two outs, top of the nine. And the 2-2 again to Adam Crampton. Fastball is high. Ball three. Payoff pitch to Crampton, and he fouls it back and out of play. Shorebirds, at the very least, not willing to go down without a fight here in the top of the ninth. Down nine runs. Fredericksburg 10, Delmarva 1. Top of the ninth. Second and third, two outs. Crampton trying to keep this alive for one more hitter. The 3-2 again. And Crampton fouls back another. Still 3-2. Redgill ready. 3-2 on Adam Crampton. Here's the pitch. And Crampton fouls off a third string. Out of play, right field side. And now out to the mound goes the catcher Romero. And he didn't know it. You'd be thinking that the Frednats are treating this like it's two outs, bottom of the ninth of World Series Game 7 with a one-run lead. Not a nine-run lead here in the top of the ninth. I mean, at a certain point, it feels like the Frednats are almost belaboring the point here. It is the final regular season home game for the Frednats, but at the same time, it's a nine-run lead. Meeting on the mound over as Romero goes back to behind home plate. 3-2 on Crampton. Two on, two outs, top of the ninth. Here's the pitch. And Crampton lines it the other way into right field, a base hit. Ratzbach comes in to score. Willem stops at third. And Adam Crampton wins the battle with Riggs Threadgill. It's Fredericksburg 10, Delmarva 2. And the Shorebirds play on for another batter. And even after all that, all the huffing and puffing and consternation by the Frednats, Crampton still the line drive single to right. And now out to the mound goes the Frednats pitching coach Joel Hanrahan. I mean, what are we doing here? If Hanrahan's words to Threadgill are anything but you have an 8-run lead, just throw strikes, I have no idea what else could be said here. Frednats are getting somebody loose out in the bullpen, too. Marlon Perez starting to throw. And I get maybe Threadgill on a pitch count here, but tomorrow's an off day. The Nationals and the Frednats have been exceedingly weird this week when it comes to pitch counts and resting players. Sammy Infante and James Wood haven't played an inning this week. Those are two of the Frednats' better players. Evidently, it's because they want to be quote-unquote rested for the playoffs. But again, it seems like just a little bit too much consternation and hand-wringing over this. Meeting on the mound done, the first pitch to Carter Young is a fastball high and outside for ball one. First and third, two outs, top of the nine. Carter Young 0 for 4 today. Shorebird still down 10-2. The pitch. Young swings and misses. Fastball running outside for strike one. Young in open stance from the left side. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back, and the Shorebirds down to their final strike again. crowd reaches a fever pitch once more for the Threadbats. 1-2 on Young the pitch. Breaking ball. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Called strike three. About eye high on Young. Threadgill brings him up, and that's how the Shorebirds 2022 road campaign ends. Final score here from Fredericksburg. It's Fredericksburg 10, Delmarva 2. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back to tolls and a recap. Your final score here today, Threadnats 10, Shorebirds 2. Post-game show is coming up next here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds 2022 road schedule comes to a close, and the Birds go out with a whimper. A 10-2 loss here today to the Threadnats. Birds drop 5 out of 6 this week to Fredericksburg. Let's go ahead and walk you through how exactly this one happened. Threadnats on the board early and often. Two-run homer for Will Friesel in the first, and then a balk scoring a run in the second for the Threadnats. Shorebirds got on the board in the top of the fourth. Max Wagner, a solo homer. But the Threadnats then just kept on pouring it on. Two-run homer for Jared McKenzie in the fourth. Sack fly for Friesel in the fifth. Three more in the bottom of the seventh for the Threadnats. Two-run single for Brandon Bossier, as well as a run-scoring wild pitch. Threadnats add another run in the last of the eighth. Will Friesel, an RBI double, made it 10-1. Shorebirds got a run in the top of the ninth. Adam Crampton, a two-out RBI single. But by that point, a little too late, and the Shorebirds lose to the Threadnats by a final of 10-2. Final line score, Threadnats, 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They strand 7. Delmarva, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They strand 8. Jose Atencio, the win. He improves to 4-2. Keegan Gillis takes the loss for the Shorebirds. He falls to 1-2. Started at 137, finished at 428. Time of game, 2 hours and 51 minutes. In front of 5,246 here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 45-80 on the season. They are now 24-36 in the second half. 23-43, they finish on the road. 20 games under 500 on their road schedule this season. They drop the final two this week at Fredericksburg. Threadnats, they improve to 71-54 on the season. Now 38-21 here in the second half. 41-24, they finish their home schedule with that record, 17 over 500, and they take the final two this week, taking 5 out of 6 off the Birds. Out-of-town scoreboard look for you. Orioles about to fall to Oakland. They trail 5-0 in the last 9. Other Birdland scores for you. Bowie walked off on by Erie, 5-4 in the last of the 9. Erie walks it off, and they'll go into the final 2 weeks of that season. Bowie and Erie tied for the top spot in the Eastern League. Aberdeen, they lead Hickory 4-1 in the last of the 8th, and Norfolk just underway against Lehigh Valley. It's scoreless after an inning of play. Carolina League scores for you. Nobody from the 5 o'clock hour has gotten underway yet. But the scores that we can tell you about, Carolina 6-0 shutout over Columbia, and Down East a 3-1 win over Fayetteville. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to Tuesday. After an off day on Monday, the Shorebirds are back at home for the final time this season, opening up a 6-game homestand against the Down East Wood Ducks to close out their 2022 season. 7:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Juan Nunez on the mound for the Shorebirds. Down East has not yet announced a starter. 7:05 first pitch on Tuesday. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. Until then, that'll about wrap it up for today's broadcast. As always, a big thanks from me to you for tuning in for each and every road game that we brought you this season. All of them here, 66 games on the road this year away from Purdue Stadium. So glad you joined in and tuned in to accompany me through the Birds' travels this season. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until Tuesday, your final score one more time. It's Fredericksburg Nationals 10, the Delmarva Shorebirds 2. Shorebirds wrap up their road schedule this year, dropping 5 out of 6 to the Nationals. Until Tuesday at 6:50, I'll talk to you from Purdue Stadium then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.